Well, good morning or afternoon. It's December 14th, 2022. It's 15:33 or 34 hours. The minute just changed. My name is Ward Green, and I'd like to talk to you today about the Bible and a few other things. We've got a song today from the November 25th, 2022 performance, which was streamed online by Yosho Stefan and his trio, along with Costel Nitescu on violin. And the song they're playing is called Blues en Mineur, or Minor Blues, by Django Reinhardt, who was a French gypsy jazz guitar player. And I just listened to his version of this song, and I can't see from his version very much in common with how Yosho plays it, other than the theme, of course. But I think Yosho gets a lot of his style from his own multi-source, you know, from a multitude of sources, I should say, I guess. I would like to say that Yosho, I believe, gets his talent from, or his technique from, a multitude of different musicians and sources. I don't think that he's emulating Django Reinhardt. I don't see much in common between the two of them, but we could play Django's version later maybe, but before we start, I wanted to mention that if you have a bottle of vitamins or whatever supplements it might be, minerals, vitamins, whatever it is, in a little bottle, that, or even tea tree oil or anything like that. But I'm not saying you should eat tea tree oil. I'm just saying if you have a dispenser, a bottle like the type of dispenser that you get in a tea tree oil bottle, which has a little hole in it for the drops to come out. So you tip it upside down, and the drops come out very slowly sometimes. If you've got a problem with how fast the drops are coming out, I've just come up with the solution. That for me, it's the perfect solution. You take a large sewing needle, and I do have one here. Here it is. Yeah. You take a large sewing needle, you know, a fairly good diameter sewing. It has to be wider than the hole. I'm not suggesting you should use a narrower sewing needle because you might drop it inside the bottle, possibly, and lose it. That wouldn't be good. I mean, you can always get the top. There's always another way, too. When you take these bottles open, when you open these bottles, this lid on top, you can pry that plastic. The plastic can be pried off. You can take that right off. Pry it off with a butter knife or something that's not too sharp. You won't cut yourself with it. You can pry that off. Or you can even pry it off with your fingernails if you have strong enough fingernails. Or you pry it off with anything flat and fairly narrow. But you just wedge, you know, you wedge a thin object underneath that lid and pry it off. So if you need to transfer liquid from one bottle to another, that's how you do it. But if you just want to enlarge the hole, you can use a sewing needle and enlarge the hole. And I did that with the Thorn Vitamin K2 because it was too small of a hole. The drops were coming out too slowly. Because I wanted more than one drop. I wanted more than just a few drops. So the interesting thing about this, and this is another lesson we can learn too before we start. When you see comments on Amazon about a product and they're negative comments, like one of the negative comments about the Thorn, one of the only or one of the very few negative comments about Thorn, about that bottle that Thorn makes, was that the drops came out too slowly. that was one of the criticisms, that it was a bad dispensing bottle. But if they'd made the bottle so the drops came out quicker, it occurred to me just today after I fixed it, now that I fixed the bottle so it comes out faster, I can fix it again. I can change it again to make it come out faster if I want. But now that I've fixed it, I just realized if Thorin had made it so the drops came out more easily, it would have been much more difficult to make the hole smaller. So the way they did it is not really a bad thing. It's actually a good thing, because we can enlarge the hole with simply a thick sewing needle. Perhaps it's a darning needle. It's that kind. That's why it's so thick. And so when I read those comments about the dispenser being a bad dispenser, because the drops came out too slowly, I thought, well, that almost makes you wonder whether you should buy it. But I knew in the case of Thorin, it was going to be good, because I didn't care about the bottle. I only cared about what was in the bottle. But, I mean, comments like that can stop you from buying something, definitely. Anything that's negative in the comments can stop you from buying something. And I think that's right. It's right. That's the right way. That's the way it should be. You should be listening to the comments and avoiding things that might be negative, you know, that might just be bad for you. But and even I thought that I was thinking the same thing. This bottle is dripping too slowly, until I realized, well, why don't I enlarge the hole? And then once I came up with the answer of enlarging the hole, it's no longer a negative thing. It's a positive thing, because I can make the hole any size I want now. So, I mean, actually, I could keep it small. I could make it bigger. I could, you know, the choices are enormous. I can have one bottle that has a bigger hole in it, another Thorin bottle that has a smaller hole, right? And I could transfer the liquid from one bottle to the other if I wanted. But I wouldn't want to spill any of that Thorin vitamin K2, because it's so precious. It's like gold. I think it's worth more than gold, because you can't buy your health with gold. That will not purchase your health if you don't know what vitamin to take. And this vitamin K2 is pretty amazing. I'm supposed to go pick up some mail, but it's too late today. So, and the daylight hours are fleeing quickly, but there's more mail coming. I've ordered some more products. I discovered a company, and they're the biggest manufacturer of something. Tools, I think. They're the biggest tool manufacturer. Let's check it out again. Oh, yeah. Right. I found this company that manufactures tools, right? No other manufacturer of hand tools and related products used in electrical applications. So it's for electrical applications. No other manufacturer of hand tools and related products used in electrical applications makes more items in America than Klein Tools. I found this company called Klein Tools. And they not only make tools, they make clothing, too. They make clothing to help the workers, for example, to help electrical workers. They make hats and or tube scarves, balaclavas to keep the face warm so that people are working for construction workers and people, anybody working outside, electrical workers, line workers, people who work on the line. You know that song by Glenn Campbell, I was a lineman for the county? That song, I'm not sure if that's the name of the song, but that's how the song starts, I think. That's not a song written by Glenn Campbell either, I don't think. Let's look it up. Wichita Lineman. Maybe he did write it. Let's see. It's called Wichita Lineman. It's written by more than just Glenn Campbell anyway. So, but that song talks about you know, a person who works, I think, on the electrical lines. I'm not sure, but I think that's what it is. Wichita lineman. I think it's the electrical lines, right? You have to keep the electricity flowing in all remote areas. You have to work, go out and work on the lines to keep things running, to keep the electrical things going. Anyway, the first song that the trio of Yosho Stefan Trio performed with Kostelnitescu this evening, I mean that evening on November 25th this year. The first song was a Louis Armstrong song, but we're going to skip over that one. That one was called Strutting with Some Barbecue, I believe that was the name of that one. But this one is by Django Reinhardt. It's a very well-known Django Reinhardt tune, Minor Blues. And I think you might enjoy it. Let me see if I can get my volume level set right. Thank you.
although I thought that that song had a bass solo in it, and it does have a short little tiny bass solo. Maybe it was the previous song that had the longer bass solo. I'm not sure. It didn't seem to have a bass solo. Maybe I missed it. This was, it started about 16, 19 maybe? It starts, that song? I think so, yeah. No? Okay. So 13:19. It starts. 13:19. Right, that's where it starts, and then it ends at about 19 minutes. So it's about 6 minutes. Wait a minute. Yeah. It's at least six minutes. It looks like so. But by the way, yeah, the interesting thing about Django Reinhardt is he played with the violinist. Django was a guitarist, and he played with the violinist Stefan Grappelli. I didn't know that until today. So Stefan Grappelli, who wrote Les Valseuses, which I shared with you on a previous video, which was performed on the same night by these same gentlemen here. Les Valseuses was written by Stefan Grappelli, and Stefan Grappelli played with Django Reinhardt for some time. I mean, they were sort of known to be together and that's all I know. I don't know how many albums they made together, or they seemed to make some recordings together. So that's all I've been able to ascertain so far. But that's interesting to me. But when I heard Django's version of this song, Django's version of this song is much, much, much simpler than Yosho's version of this song. So I don't think that Yosho takes very much of his technique. He might take his inspiration from Django, but he doesn't take much of his technique from Django. Well, maybe, yeah. Maybe there's a fair bit of technique, but Yosho has a much bigger repertoire of techniques. Probably because, well, of course, we live in the modern day, so it's much easier nowadays to get access to all sorts of recordings online, right? I mean, it's just very easy. So here's Django's version of this song. Sounds very improvisational, but it doesn't sound anything. I mean, it sounds like he's making it up as he goes along, which is very, very good. I love listening to that. But it doesn't sound like he has anything close to the you have to call it talent, really. I think the talent of Yosho Stefan, there aren't many people who have that level of talent, and really all talent is a store. It's a store of knowledge or a store of information. And you can get, nowadays you can actually, you know, learn. You can gain more talent by listening to a lot of a lot more things because we have the internet. So talent can be gained by listening to a lot of good sources. So it's not like, it's just to say that someone has talent, it doesn't say anything about the individual. It says something about what they were given. That's what it does. They were given something, and that's why they have talent. Now, Django was playing back, you know, decades ago. I mean, a long time ago. I mean, okay. Let's look up Django. Just to find out what year. There, 1910. To 1953. Django passed in 1953. He didn't live more than 43 years. That's not much more than 43 years anyway. That's a very short life. He was a jazz guitar player. He played the violin as well. And with Stefan Grappelli, he formed a group in France in 1934. I didn't know that. I'd never read that particular sentence. I didn't see that before. So, apparently he had damage. His hand was damaged in a fire, and doctors thought he would never play the guitar again. Okay, well, I don't know much about Django Reinhardt, but that's good to know. Very interesting. The first song here, it is the song.
Yeah.
Let's find the bass line. Here it is, yeah. There is a bass solo. I wanted to talk about the bass solo in the song here. Oh, wait a minute. 23, okay, what song is that? Wait a minute. Did we listen to the first song? I'm thinking we listened to the wrong song, or a different song from the one I said. We might have been listening to Strutting with Some Barbecue. Now I'm thinking, because this is Minor Blues. Yeah. Right. So we listen to the other song. Okay, we'll listen to this other one some other day, I guess. But it's got a bass solo in it I wanted to talk about. Well, we could listen to it, I guess. I didn't notice that we were listening to the wrong song, which is strange. Okay. Yeah, we listened to Struttin' with Some Barbecue, obviously, not to the other song. But anyway, but it's still very different. I mean, you'll see that Yosho's version is completely different. Completely different from... I believe you'll see it's different. We're up to some of here. Here we go.
Kostet wird einspielen, ich werde auch einspielen.
Here we go. Okay. Thank you. That was Blues en Mineur, Minor Blues, by Django Reinhardt. The first song we listened to that I played for you was, well, I took from this, played from this YouTube video for you was Louis Armstrong, Strutting with Some Barbecue, and for some reason I didn't notice that it wasn't the right song, very strangely, at the time, because I prepared this. I listened in advance. I prepared everything. This was prepared. And I still failed to notice until the end that it didn't have a bass solo. That's how I knew it was the wrong song. So I wasn't even listening to the music as far as the style of it goes. But, I just didn't notice, which is very unusual. But, I mean, Yosho plays, a lot. He uses a lot of notes in all his songs. So he plays a lot of notes. He does a lot of chords, and a lot of notes, a lot of everything in every one of his songs. So it's easy to get confused as to which song he's playing because of that reason. But if you listen to Django's version... doesn't play as many notes. You might notice that he doesn't play as many notes as Yosho, but that's his version of Minor Blues. But I don't know anything more about that. I don't know the other musicians playing with Django or anything about that recording, so I can't comment more on that right now. But that's... That's the interesting thing, but there's one thing I wanted to make a few comments on the bass solo. When you hear a bass player playing a solo, right? Like, listen to this. If you listen to the bass solo in Minor Blues, this is good advice for anyone playing a solo. If you don't know, here it is. There it starts. If you notice, and this is good advice for anyone playing a solo on any instrument, if you don't know what to play, repeat the tonic. And that's what Volker Kamp does here. He repeats the tonic over and over if you listen. Yeah. Da, 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 da. Okay, finally he went down lower, but he repeated the da, 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 da. He kept repeating the tonic over and over. It was as though he hadn't made up his mind what to play or didn't know what to play yet. And he keeps on. Da, there's the tonic. There's the tonic. There. Finally, he went to a different... Da, 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 da. So he went to the fifth. Da, 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 instead of the tonic. Finally, he went up there. But he was lost, it sounded like to me at the beginning of that solo, as to what he was going to play. He didn't know what to do, but it was partly development. You have to develop something, and to develop anything, you always have to start somewhere. So he had to start somewhere. So why not start on the tonic? It makes sense. So he started on the tonic and he developed it from there. There's the tonic again. There he went. He hesitated going to the tonic. Da, because it was like he didn't want to go to the tonic anymore. because he'd already gone to the tonic so many times, so he stayed on the da, 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 on those notes over and over again to avoid going to the tonic. Right? Now he's going from the tonic, da, 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 from the third to the tonic, da, 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 over and over. That's the tonic again. Da, 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 but it's a lower form of the, it's a lower octave of the tonic. Da, da, da. And then he goes da 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 da. Let's hear that again. Da 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 da. Right? Da 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 da. Da, 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 da. So he's using the low tonic to the higher tonic. Da, 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 da. Right. And he goes on. And he does an exploration, and then he comes back eventually to the tonic, or to the, you know, it always returns to the tonic. Everything does. In, generally, in music, you end on the tonic, usually. But now, you don't have to, but the exceptions are interesting. But there, he comes back to the tonic, finally. So that was Minor Blues, and that was the bass solo from that song performed by Volker Kamp in that particular instance on that evening of November 25th, 2022 with the Yosha Stefan trio. And with, lest we forget him, Costel Niteschi on violin. So today's study, Little Children, is Psalm 74. It's fairly long again. Look at this. It talks about the case at law. Maskil of Asaph. So Jehovah, guide us. Help us. Help us to retain, to remember everything that we learned from your word, to retain it so that we can be better in our, well, in our level of joy. Basically, really, the main thing is help us to be happier people because we know better how to live our lives because of having an understanding, because of knowing the truth, having an understanding of your word, which is the truth. As Jesus said, your word is truth in John 17:17. So we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Maskil of Asaph, Psalm 74. Why, O God, have you cast off forever? Why does your anger keep smoking against the flock of your pasturage? Remember your assembly that you acquired long ago, the tribe that you redeemed as your inheritance, this Mount Zion in which you have resided. Do lift up your steps to the long-lasting desolations. Everything the enemy has treated badly in the holy place, those showing hostility to you have roared in the middle of your meeting place. They have set their own signs as the signs. One is notorious in being like him that brings up axes on high against a thicket of trees. And now the very engravings of it, one and all, they strike even with hatchet and iron-tipped beams. They have thrust your sanctuary into the fire itself. They have profaned the tabernacle of your name to the very earth. They, even their offspring, have said together in their own heart, all the meeting places of God must be burned in the land. Our signs we have not seen. There is no prophet any more, and there is no one with us knowing how long. How long, O God, will the adversary keep reproaching? Will the enemy keep treating your name with disrespect forever? Why do you keep your hand, even your right hand, withdrawn from the midst of your bosom to make an end of us? And yet God is my king from long ago, the one performing grand salvation in the midst of the earth. You yourself stirred up the sea with your own strength. You broke the heads of the sea monsters in the waters. You yourself crushed to pieces the heads of Leviathan. You proceeded to give it as food to the people, to those inhabiting the waterless regions. You were the one that split the spring and the torrent. You yourself dried up ever-flowing rivers. To you the day belongs. Also to you the night belongs. You yourself prepared the luminary, even the sun. It was you that set up all the boundaries of the earth, summer and winter. You yourself formed them. Remember this, the enemy himself has reproached, O Jehovah. And a senseless people have treated your name with disrespect. Do not give to the wild beast the soul of your turtle dove. Do not forget the very life of your afflicted ones forever. Take a look at the covenant, for the dark places of the earth have become full of the abodes of violence. O, may the crushed one not return humiliated. May the afflicted one and the poor one praise your name. Do arise, O God. Do conduct your own case at law. Remember your reproach from the senseless one all day long. Do not forget the voice of those showing hostility to you. The noise of those rising up against you is ascending constantly. So, the word axes is also the same as the word axes. Axes is a word to describe the plural of the word axis. The axis in geometry, for example, or I'm not sure what branch of mathematics is that, geometry, or it's not geometry, I'm not sure if it's algebra or what, it could be any branch of mathematics, but the x-axis and the y-axis, and then you have the axes, which is the plural of the word axis. And when I read the word axes, which is the plural of the word axe, also, it's the plural of the word axe. When you strike the tree with the axe, in verse 5 here, axes is the plural. It's pronounced axes, not axes. And I misread that because I must have been thinking about mathematics at the time I read it or something. Not sure why I read it that way, but let's read it again. One is notorious in being like him that brings up axes on high against a thicket of trees. I still want to say axes because I just have mathematics on my brain, I guess. I'm not sure if that's the reason. I like saying axes maybe more than I like saying axes. Axes seems like such a pedestrian way of saying the plural of the word axe. Axes. I don't think it's permitted to pronounce it axes, however, in the case of an axe. Let's look it up. Axe, variant spelling of axe. Axe, used for chopping wood. Right. Maybe we can look up, do they give the plurals? axis. The plural axes is the plural of the word axis. Forgive me for a moment here. Right. So, if we put, let's go back to this word axe, used for chopping wood. Over here, it's also spelled AX, as we saw. But then the word axis is a singular of an imaginary line about which a body rotates also. The axis of rotation, but it's also in geometry. Okay, it's a geometrical term as well. In mathematics, though, it's a fixed reference line for the measurement of coordinates. It's the coordinate axis in mathematics. That was the one I was referring to. The mathematical axis, the x-axis and the y-axis, when you draw a graph, you use axes, the x-axis and the y-axis. But the word axe is similar in that the plural of the word axe is axes, spelt the same as axes. If you spell axe, well, no matter how you spell axe, the plural is always axes, because you can't say axs. It's not correct. You have to add the e to the word axe first before you can add the s, because you can't pronounce xs in English. There's no way to pronounce it without the e. But in the case of axis with the is, the plural is axes also, which is pronounced axes. It's pronounced with a long e, so there's a difference there. Okay, so let's see about Isaiah now. Well, let's see if we can learn something from Psalms as well. While we're at it, let's go back here. There we are. It should be better. So the message in this Psalm 74 by Asaph, it seems to be that Asaph is being afflicted, and he's asking God, why have you cast off forever? Are you going to allow the wicked one to speak forever, he says? In verse 10, will the enemy keep treating your name with disrespect forever? God has a name, which means he has a name, Jehovah, but it also means he has a reputation to uphold. They, in verse 8, these ones who are, verse 4, showing hostility to you, those ones, have said together in their heart, as have their offspring, all the meeting places of God must be burned in the land. Well, we're not saying that. Clearly, if people want to meet together, they should be allowed to meet together. That's not what we're saying at all. But that's what the wicked ones say. Our signs we have not seen, there's no prophet anymore. We don't have a prophet, Asaph is saying. He's telling God, we don't know how long. Reminds us of Habakkuk. How long? So if we look back here, perhaps this will be a reference to Habakkuk. No, it's not. Well, all we have to do is look it up. How long? It'll come up. Habakkuk 1 and 2. I think it's Habakkuk chapter 2, actually. Yeah, there are too many references. How long? Well, let's look up expectation and delay. We look that up. It's Habakkuk 2 and 3, yeah. So the how long was in chapter 1, but Habakkuk 2 and 3 keep in expectation. It will not be late. That was Jehovah's answer. So Habakkuk 1 and 2, how long? Yeah, if you want to find that scripture about how long, you could refer to Brother Dellinger's talk on JW.org, where he talks about that particular scripture. How long? And the expression how long, as he describes it, as he quotes it, it's repeated several times. So but we're advised to keep in expectation of deliverance, of being saved, of the vision. Keep in expectation of the vision. It will not be late. So if we look here, let's go to the study Bible. Let's look for the expression, how long? Maybe how long, O Jehovah? Maybe. There it is. It's Psalm 13. How long, O Jehovah, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long will I have anxious concern with grief in my heart each day? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Four times. Four times in Psalm 13. That was the quote, I believe, that I was looking for. Okay, so Habakkuk then also says, how long? 1 and 2. How long shall I call to you for aid? But in Habakkuk chapter 2, well, it will not be late. So, you know, keep in expectation is the advice from Habakkuk. That the faithful one was given, or that Israel was given, you know, the people of God were given these prophecies from Jehovah. All of the people who read these books or these prophecies from God's word were given this encouragement. And now we're going to Isaiah 54, actually. And it is not too long. We're running out of time if we're trying to keep to a schedule here. But it's okay. It's okay. My back is still bothering me. I said it was better, and it is better, but it's just not, it's no good for sitting down either. And it's my, I did something to my back, a nerve, a disc, something is irritated. So I can't just, you know, I have to be very serious about my rehabilitation. I can't just do whatever I want and expect that it's going to get better. I have to be very careful with my back until it gets better. It's not, it's actually not bad, but it's actually very usable. My back is, I can use it, I can work, I can do things, but I can't sit in the same position for too long. And I have to be careful because it's very susceptible to being injured more seriously right now if I do something wrong. Now, what does Isaiah 54 say? Cry out joyfully, you barren woman that did not give birth. Become cheerful with a joyful outcry and cry shrilly, you that had no childbirth pains. For the sons of the desolated one are more numerous than the sons of the woman with a husbandly owner, Jehovah has said. Make the place of your tent more spacious, and let them stretch out the tent cloths of your grand tabernacle. Do not hold back. Lengthen out your tent cords and make those tent pins of yours strong. For to the right and to the left you will break forth, and your own offspring will take possession even of the nations, and they will inhabit even the desolated cities. Do not be afraid, for you will not be put to shame, and do not feel humiliated, for you will not be disappointed. For you will forget even the shame of your time of youth, and the reproach of your continuous widowhood you will remember no more. For your grand maker is your husbandly owner, Jehovah of armies being his name, and the Holy One of Israel is your repurchaser, the God of the whole earth he will be called. For Jehovah called you as if you were a wife left entirely and hurt in spirit, and as a wife of the time of youth who was then rejected, your God has said. For a little moment I left you entirely, but with great mercies I shall collect you together. With a flood of indignation I concealed my face from you for but a moment, but with loving kindness to time indefinite I will have mercy upon you, your repurchaser Jehovah has said. This is just as the days of Noah to me, just as I have sworn that the waters of Noah shall no more pass over the earth, so I have sworn that I will not become indignant toward you nor rebuke you. For the mountains themselves may be removed, but the very hills may stagger, but my loving kindness itself will not be removed from you, nor will my covenant of peace itself stagger, Jehovah the one having mercy upon you has said. O woman afflicted, tempest-tossed, uncomforted, here I am laying with hard mortar your stones, and I will lay your foundation with sapphires, and I will make your battlements of rubies, and your gates of fiery glowing stones. And all your boundaries of delightsome stones, and all your sons will be persons taught by Jehovah, and the peace of your sons will be abundant. You will prove to be firmly established in righteousness itself. You will be far away from oppression, for you will fear none, and from anything terrifying, for it will not come near you. If anyone should at all make an attack, it will not be at my orders. Whoever is making an attack upon you will fall even on account of you. Look, I myself have created the craftsman, the one blowing upon the fire of charcoal and bringing forth a weapon as his workmanship. I myself too have created the ruinous man for wrecking work. Any weapon, whatever, that will be formed against you will have no success, and any tongue at all that will rise up against you in the judgment you will condemn. This is the hereditary possession of the servants of Jehovah, and their righteousness is from me, is the utterance of Jehovah. That was Isaiah 54. Psalm 54, Isaiah 54. Psalm 74, Isaiah 54. Psalm 74 of Asaph. Isaiah 54 by Isaiah, of course. All the books, all the chapters of Isaiah are by Isaiah. All the chapters of Psalms are not by the same writer, but all the chapters of Isaiah are by Isaiah. Little children, and we have, and he was, of course, there by Jehovah, because Jehovah, all of Jehovah's book, all of the word of God, the Psalms and Isaiah and all the other books are by Jehovah. And then they were written down. They were inspired by Jehovah and written down by human beings. In this case, Isaiah wrote the book that we call Isaiah. Any tongue that rises up against God's people, they will condemn in verse 17. This is their possession, their hereditary possession as servants of Jehovah. They have righteousness that comes from Jehovah himself, he says in verse 17. In verse 13, all of Jehovah's peoples, all their sons will be persons taught by Jehovah. And his covenant of peace will not stagger in verse 10. So for a little while he left his people. Jehovah left his people. That's the theme of this chapter. A barren woman that did not give birth, which symbolizes his people. Jerusalem was called, also called a woman. Jerusalem was the woman symbolizes Jehovah's people. And cry out joyfully, you barren woman that did not give birth. Become cheerful with a joyful outcry and cry shrilly, you that had no childbirth pains. For the you will have plenty of children, it says there. More so even than the woman who has a husband. Make the place of your tent more spacious. Your own offspring will take possession of nations, even. Jehovah is your husbandly owner. Verse 5. He called you, in verse 6, as though you were a wife left entirely. And he did for a moment leave them in verse, or leave her, the woman, in verse 7, it says. He left this barren woman for a moment. But the woman is a plural woman because he shall collect them together. He's saying in verse 7. So it's a plural. The barren woman is symbolic of his people as a whole. He's going to gather them together and have mercy on them. Verse 8. Even though he concealed his face from them for a short time in verse 8. So that's the topic. That's what's being discussed in Isaiah 54. That's the gist of what's being discussed there. In Matthew 4, we're getting very low on time, but I think this is a fairly easy one to cover in terms of the message, what's in it. So Jehovah left his people for a short time. He left his people. But here, indeed, we have the devil tempting Christ. So it's like Jehovah has left Jesus long enough for the devil to
be given the opportunity of tempting Jesus. And we're going to read about that. And we know in Asaph, Psalm 74 was talking about the same idea of how long will these people treat your name with disrespect? And the devil was treating Jehovah's name with disrespect, and Jesus had to deal with it. Matthew 4, then Jesus was led by the Spirit up into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, then he felt hungry. Also, the tempter came and said to him, if you are a son of God, tell these stones to become loaves of bread. But in reply, he said, it is written, man must live not on bread alone, but on every utterance coming forth through Jehovah's mouth. Then the devil took him along into the holy city, and he stationed him upon the battlement of the temple and said to him, if you are a son of God, hurl yourself down, for it is written, he will give his angels a charge concerning you, and they will carry you on their hands, that you may at no time strike your foot against a stone. Jesus said to him, again it is written, you must not put Jehovah your God to the test. Again the devil took him along to an unusually high mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, all these things I will give you if you fall down and do an act of worship to me. Then Jesus said to him, go away, Satan, for it is written, it is Jehovah your God you must worship, and it is to him alone you must render sacred service. Then the devil left him, and look, angels came and began to minister to him. Now when he heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew into Galilee. Further, after leaving Nazareth, he came and took up residence in Capernaum, beside the sea in the districts of Zebulun and Naphtali, that there might be fulfilled what was spoken through Isaiah the prophet, saying, O land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, along the road of the sea, on the other side of the Jordan, Galilee of the nations, the people sitting in darkness saw a great light, and as for those sitting in a region of deathly shadow, light rose upon them. From that time on, Jesus commenced preaching and saying, repent, you people, for the kingdom of the heavens has drawn near. Walking alongside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, letting down a fishing net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said to them, come after me, and I will make you fishers of men. At once, abandoning the nets, they followed him. Going on also from there, he saw two others who were brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets, and he called them. At once, leaving the boat and their father, they followed him. Then he went around throughout the whole of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the good news of the kingdom and curing every sort of disease and every sort of infirmity among the people. And the report about him went out into all Syria, and they brought him all those faring badly, distressed with various diseases and torments, demon-possessed and epileptic and paralyzed persons, and he cured them. Consequently, great crowds followed him from Galilee and Decapolis and Jerusalem and Judea and from the other side of the Jordan. So, Jesus was tempted by the devil. He sent the devil off. He gathered a few disciples. John, the son of Zebedee, is that the John who wrote the book bearing the same name? Let's see if we can find out. Oh, there it is. Okay. No, there's no reference to that particular verse. Well, what are the 12 apostles? That's what we need to look up. Yeah. The 12 disciples. In Luke chapter 6, we have this. list of, it's also in Matthew somewhere too, and it's in Matthew. We could look at it in Matthew, but Simon, Peter, Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew. Simon is also called Peter. Simon, Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, and Simon the Zealous one, and Judas, the son of James, and Judas Iscariot. So that John, James and John, John is his beloved disciple who wrote the book of John. That's, he's the son of Zebedee. His 12 disciples in Matthew, see, that's in Luke 6 and 13, but also Matthew 10 and 1, the 12 disciples. Their names are given here in 10 and 2 and 10 through 10:4. Simon, Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Thomas, Matthew, James, Thaddeus, Simon, and Judas, Simon the Canaanian. That's from Mark, too. It's in Mark, but we can get it from Luke. Let's see. Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus. Right. Simon. Oh, so Simon, the list was just in a different order in Luke. Simon's called the Zealous one. Judas, the son of James, that's also, he's also called Thaddeus. Apparently. Right. So there's an order different, apparently, which is no big problem. But there's a difference in order there. Thaddeus is with James, the son of Alphaeus, instead of Simon being with James, the son of Alphaeus, as it is in Luke 6 and 13. Right. Yeah, so that's the main difference. But John is the son of Zebedee, and John mentioned in the book of Matthew chapter 4, he was also the brother of James, the son of Zebedee, and they were also fishermen, and he was the disciple who wrote the book. John was the disciple who wrote the book of John. But Jesus went around after gathering these disciples for himself. He went around preaching and curing every sort of disease and every sort of infirmity among the people. He cured infirmities, and people brought him the sick, and he cured them. Verse 24. After they heard about his healing power, they brought him people, and he cured them. So he had a great following, great crowds following him from Jerusalem and Judea and from the other side of the Jordan. The air is a little bit dry, probably right here. The air gets drier in the wintertime, of course. I think one of the problems with the colder temperatures, there's an advantage in the cold temperatures in that it allows the body to sort of, everything slows down. It allows all the chemical reactions to slow down in the body. It can, I believe it can help you live longer if you live in a colder climate, perhaps. I'm not sure. It's the dry air right now that's making me cough, I think, but I don't have any bad symptom other than if I get cold can make the joints a little bit slower, the muscles stiffer, everything is a bit stiffer. It can't be good to be living from in a cold environment from that standpoint, in a cold room or in a cold house. That part of it's not as good. The neck might be a little stiffer, but actually mine is fine. Pretty good. Doesn't really have much, you know, much issue with pain or anything. It's good. But I think, you know, the disadvantage of cold temperatures are your joints and your muscles are a bit stiffer. And whether that's an issue or not, I don't know, but that's one of the realities. And then the advantage might be that all the chemical reactions in the body slow down, so that can, everything slows down at colder temperatures. So that could mean, so, everything slows down at colder temperatures. So, maybe it causes the body to lengthens our lives, perhaps, if we live at colder temperatures, by slowing all the processes down. If we slow every process down in the body, then aging might slow down too. That's the idea. That's a possibility. Whereas if we live in the sun, we know the sun burns us up. It speeds everything up. It destroys a lot of things in the body. It destroys a lot of things. It destroys everything, basically. That ultraviolet light destroys every man-made thing that we can make. Every fabric is destroyed by the sun. All paints are destroyed by the sun. Everything is destroyed by the sun, and it seems to possibly burn us up as well. It causes us to live at a higher intensity level when we live in sunshine, and that might actually shorten our lives, is what I suspect. But anyway, I do think that it's important to have some heat in the house. So I'll need to get some wood, perhaps. Or I'll think about it. I'll think about getting some more firewood because I don't have much dry wood. Or I can burn the ash, some of the ash I've got down in the basement, too. But I don't really want to burn that if I can use it for something that's more beneficial than burning. So this was Matthew chapter 4. Jesus was tempted just for a moment by the devil, and then he started his preaching work after he sent the devil away with the admonitions he gave the devil three times. He countered the devil's words. So, Ward Green, December 14th, 2022, 16:58 hours. Thank you for watching, little children. Have a great day. I love you. Bye for now.